This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com, Designer Supplements, and also by Black Star Labs. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. FitCast episode number 47. My name is Kevin Larrabee, and we have really a brand new show for everyone out there this week. If you've been checking out the FitCast.com, you've been reading the newsletter, you kind of know what this is all about. But I have three guys with me this week that I am very pleased to have on. And first off, I have Keith Scott.
How you doing, everybody?
Very good, Keith. And then also we have Tony Gentilcore.
Hey, what's going on, Kev?
Not too much, man. And also Jimmy Smith.
What's up, guys? I'm happy to be here.
And we got Jimmy a headset, so now he doesn't sound like crap from his cell phone. So we're
no,
all,
I don't.
I hope everyone out there is pleased about that. We worked very hard to make that happen. But, I mean, first off, I'm just going to talk about quickly why we have really a new panel. First off, John Williams won't really be with us for the near future. I mean, John's just been too busy, and it's been hard for him to get prepared for the show and such. So I've decided to put together really a new panel of co-hosts, and everyone that you're listening to right now are now permanent co-hosts, and they are part of the FitCast family, which I'm really pleased to have all these guys with me. And before we go any further, I just want to let all the ladies out there know that I'm going to try to get a female co-host to have on regularly so we don't leave you out, because I think that's a very important aspect to cover as well. So, I mean, first off, just hope all you out there welcome our three new co-hosts, Tony, Keith, and Jimmy. And we're going to make this more of like a roundtable show where we can have more stimulated conversation, and you're going to get to hear from more minds every week instead of just me and someone else bouncing things off of each other and saying, that's cool, let's move on to the next topic, which people weren't enjoying too much when we were doing that. So hopefully you guys are going to love this new format. We're still going to be having great guests on every week. We're going to still have really the best names in the fitness industry, and to make sure it's not too cluttered, I'll probably only have one or two of the other co-hosts on just to make sure we don't overload things like that. So you guys, let's just jump right into it. I mean, look, we have a bunch of FitCast related news topics to start off with, so let's just jump right into it. First off, our prayers and our condolences go out to all the people who were hurt in the Virginia Tech shootings. I mean, this has been a horrible week for non-fitness related news, just from the Virginia Tech shootings. There was also someone who was held hostage at a NASA station yesterday. Two people were killed, the shooter and also the person that was held hostage. And also there was a Blue Angel crashed yesterday, which this has just been a horrible week for news. I don't know if any of you guys want to talk about this a little bit more, just feel free to jump in.
Yeah, it's been rough, Kevin, definitely. I mean, I remember I was actually in the middle of training somebody. I looked up on the TV, because we have TVs in my center that are on 24/7, and they were showing the shootings as they were going down. It was really hard to concentrate on what I was doing. You're trying to focus on your client, and at the same time, you're seeing that, you know, the number kept going up. It started at 18, then it went to 22, then it went to 25, and you know, at one point I just kind of stopped, and I stopped my client, and we both kind of looked at the TV, and it was really tough to even go on through the rest of the day. But I mean, it's horrible. I mean, there's not a whole lot to say about it that hasn't been said already, but it's just, you know, my heart goes out to all those people, and, you know, especially the students that were affected immediately by it, but, you know, even the rest of the community around there, it's just a tough thing.
Hello?
Yeah, Jimmy, you're on. Jimmy?
Of course, Jimmy's
Jimmy just randomly says hello. Well, we'll keep moving on, but definitely a sad set of events this week, and hopefully all of you out there are doing well with that. We just lost Jimmy. We're going to try to add him back on a little bit to the show. Next up is the seminar with John Berardi is coming up at Excel for May 5th and 6th, which is only about 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks away. I just want to let everyone know out there know that it's $300 or $249 with a valid student ID. It's a two-day seminar with John Berardi, and I'm signed up. I hope a lot of you out there are signing up. And Tony, do you just want to talk a little bit more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, it's at Excel in 2 weeks. This will be my first time listening to Berardi speak in person, so I'm amped up about it. And I know there's going to be quite a few other experts there, so it's kind of cool in the sense that, you know, we get to listen to Berardi for 2 days, but you're also going to have, you know, looks like a list of, you know, 10 to 15 top-notch strength coaches or experts in the field. You know, Berardi, you know, Eric Cressy's going to be there, myself, Mike Boyle's going to be there, John Sullivan, Cass Forsyth, Carl Valley, I don't know, Jimmy, yourself are going to be there. And I know Eric mentioned to me that Brijesh Patel, Todd Hamer, and a few other strength coaches down from Georgia and Northeastern are going to be there as well. So while...
God, it looks like we just lost Tony, too. I don't know what's going on here. We seem to be...
Can you guys hear me right now?
Yeah, we got you, Jimmy.
Oh, I couldn't hear you guys for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, it seems like we lost Tony there, but obviously he's just talking about the upcoming seminar, and it should be great. It should be great for a learning experience, and also, I mean, just to be able to connect with other people in the fitness industry to make some new contacts. It should be a great time. We're going to see if we can add Tony back to this. I don't know why we're having some technical difficulties here, but hopefully we'll be able to add Tony right back to this very quickly. As you can see, it's kind of a rough first episode for us.
Hi.
Oh, Tony, you're back on with us.
Man, this is atrocious.
I'm still here, Kev.
Oh, we still got Keith, which he's staying on the longest with us, but...
Kiss up.
Well, Tony, as you're just saying, I was just kind of wrapping it up for you, that it would be a great networking opportunity as well, because it seems like everyone's going to be there.
Yeah, and what's going to be cool is that, you know, there's going to be a lot of technique stuff going on, programming. You got John Sullivan there, who's, you know, a strongman competitor, Olympic lifting guy, so people after the seminar, when John's done speaking, when Berardi's done speaking, you know, it's going to be a really great opportunity just for people to walk up to other people and, you know, just get some technique stuff as far as deadlifting, squatting, corrective stuff. You know, like, I'm sure Eric's going to have like 15 people asking about shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So, just in a general sense, it's going to be a great networking opportunity for your average everyday weekend warrior, personal trainers, physical therapists, and all the way down the gauntlet. So it should be a fun weekend.
Absolutely. It should be. I hope we all see all you out there. For more information, check out excelstrength.com, and also I'll have links for all those up on thefitcast.com if you want to get some more information on that. But it should be a great time. Like I said, I'll be there. I'll bring some FitCast t-shirts. I'm trying to get rid of those. I still have a huge box of t-shirts in my room, and I'd like to get some of those off my hands and into your hands. So, next up, we have a new sponsor. We now have a third sponsor, believe it or not, Black Star Labs. I mean, I've been talking so much about Black Star Labs in the last couple of weeks. We just decided to work something out, so they became a sponsor. And, I mean, I love everything from Black Star Labs. I know, Tony, you've dealt with them a lot with the Cetaphuse. And also, I've been taking their Whey Supremacy, which is, again, I've been using their watermelon flavor. And just holy crap, like, it's, I'm not biased at all. This is the best tasting whey protein I've ever had in my life. It's great. I mean, it's a little bit more expensive. It's $20 for a 2 pound tub, but man, this stuff is worth it, and it just tastes so good. And I just got into this whole conversation with Carl Valley the other day when I was actually signing up for the John Berardi seminar, and we just started talking about how much time and money that Black Star Labs actually puts into their flavor systems. Which, I mean, they sell their flavor systems alone to other companies, so I mean that's really cool stuff. And just in a related note, that Black Star Labs actually makes some of Designer Supplements products, So it kind of goes all full circle there, and I'm looking forward to working with those guys. And they also have a new Muscle Milk like product, which doesn't have all the shit fats that Muscle Milk puts in their drink. It doesn't have like, what is Muscle Milk? They put in all these horrible oils and replace to up the fat content that they call lean lipids, which, I mean, it's not the greatest fat profile to have in your Muscle Milk-like drink. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And, I mean, Tony, do you just want to talk a little bit? I mean, you know the guys there, like Carl Valley, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cytofuse, I'll rank right up there as probably one of the best-tasting post-workout drinks. They're, like you said, their watermelon's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's probably the same flavoring of their whey protein.
Yeah, it tastes exactly the same as the Cytofuse. That's what blew me away. I'm like, how the hell did you make this taste the same as something that has 50 grams of carbs in it?
Yeah, and you said it already. They're a great company. They have really good products. So that's great. They're a sponsor now. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to work out for everyone out there in the FitCast world, too, because we're going to be getting a coupon code from Black Star Labs, because they're going to start offering grass-fed beef, including things like bison jerky, through their site. And we're going to be getting a coupon code, so you can save, I think it's going to be like 15% or 20% on your order of that beef. And if you live on the East Coast, it is a pain in the ass to get bison beef around here. So that's going to be a great way to get some nice grass-fed beef for you. And, I mean, if you don't live in Denver, it's going to be a nice way to pick some up. I'll let you know when they start offering it up on their site. It should be within the next week or so, I'm guessing. So hopefully I'll be able to let you know next week. I mean, who doesn't love bison jerky on this show?
I love jerky.
Yeah.
I take it. I mean, I even eat it when I go to the movies. I'm sure people around me hate it that I eat it, but it's a great snack.
Yeah, you don't give the girlfriend a nice big kiss at the end of the movie when you had a nice mouthful.
Well, she eats it. She eats it right along with me, which
is really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, we're like, let's get some jerky.
Good deal.
It's better than the buttered popcorn.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the milk duds, but I used to like milk duds as a fat kid, so I get a nice soft spot in my heart for them. Well, moving on, we're going to try to knock out the rest of this FitCast news. First off, something that's very important, Lift Strong, according to Alan Cosgrove's blog, this is like almost 2 weeks ago now. He said that they raised over $100,000 so far. I wouldn't be surprised if it's closer to $200,000 right now. And one thing I want to do, this is another reason I want to get rid of some of the free t-shirts, if you send me a picture with the with you holding the Lift Strong CD, or you send me some kind of proof of purchase that you bought the Lift Strong CD, I'll send a t-shirt out to the first 15 people that send me that in an email to kevin@thefitcast.com, because we're all really trying to let everyone out there know that you really have to pick a copy of this up. It's for a great cause. I know we've been talking about it, it seems like the last month on the show, but I mean, even everyone on the show right now besides myself has contributed to it, so I'm sure you guys feel the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And again, it's a great cause, and you can score a free t-shirt out of it. Next, Mike Robertson's Bulletproof Knee Manual is out now, and I know, Jimmy, you wanted to talk about this briefly.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that Mike's Bulletproof Knee Manual is out. It's a great resource. I mean, I have it on my shelf, and I'm always checking it every time I work with anybody with any type of knee issues. Mike really breaks everything down pretty simple and lets everybody know what to do to keep your knees healthy. And also, as an added bonus, he gives away his LA Strength seminar presentation on that, which I believe you filmed, right, Kev?
I did. So you can get some professional filming from Kevin Larrabee on that package too, just so you all know. That's a nice bonus, right?
That's a good little bonus.
Hey, Kev?
Yeah.
It's I have to concur. I received it a couple days ago, and it's phenomenal. I mean, Mike sent it to me a long time ago to proofread, and it was awesome then. And even since then, it's a great resource for anybody that wants to protect their knees. Even as far as rehab, physical therapist out there. I mean, it's just very cutting edge. I mean, he's the first person that pretty much put it all together in one manual, and it makes sense. And I mean, it's just. it's one of the best things I've read in a long time for the knees. And I mean, everybody has a knee issue, or you know somebody has a knee issue, or you're working with somebody who has a knee issue, you need to have this. So it's definitely worth all the money, and I would go out there and pick it up right away.
Absolutely. I also want to mention quickly that we have new intro music. Obviously, we haven't heard it yet, but you guys will be hearing that. So we have, with the new revamp of the show, we also have new intro music that I stole from IYCA Radio, but that's all right. We'll just keep moving on. Two new FitCast Insider interviews will be up by the time that you listen to this. I threw up two interviews. One is with Brian Grasso. It's IYCA Radio episode number 2. So you can check that out, and you'll hear the same intro music as you hear for the FitCast now. And we also have an insider interview with our own Jimmy Smith. He's talking about ankles, and he talks about them a lot. So he goes really in-depth on it, talks a lot about the anatomy. But that's a good thing, right, Jimmy?
It's a good thing. I tried not to bore everybody to death with all the anatomy talk. I tried to keep it practical, but to begin the whole presentation of it, I had to let everybody know what's going on, why our ankles are always consistently hurt. And then I tried very quickly to get into the training aspect of it, so I didn't put too many people to sleep.
Yeah, it was a great interview, I thought. And worst case scenario, you can pick up a copy and you can use it to help you go to sleep at night. I made that joke in the show, but
yeah, he made the joke in the show, and he killed me in the show. So I mean, it's just worth alone listening to Kevin Larrabee make fun of me.
Hey, people will spend a lot to buy like these little audio pieces to help them go to sleep at night. All right, so I thought that would a great benefit and a great. It's like getting a bonus with the insider interview. So
yeah, aside from the sleep aid, if you've ever had any ankle troubles or worked with anybody with ankle troubles, pick it up as well. I'm sure I tell you a thing or two that can in it.
Oh, that was huge for me, because I'm one of those people that has had a lot of ankle injuries in the past, and it definitely helped me figure out what was going on there. But one last quick piece of news in regards to the FitCast Insiders, that this is going to be the last week celebrating our one-year anniversary, that you'll be able to get the FitCast Insider for a year for $80, and for an extra $5, I'll throw in the DVD of the Dan John squat and Olympic lift video, which seems to be sweeping the nation right now. And I mean, that thing has had like over 25,000 views on Google Video, which is pretty amazing. And I mean, it's a great thing to pick up, and I'll even throw in a free t-shirt for that. If you want to get in on that, just email me at kevin@thefitcast.com and we'll set you up. Lastly, again, I just want to talk about the new FitCast. We're going to be having roundtables at the end of each show when we have a panel like we do today, because we can talk about anything you guys out there want to talk about, whether it be fat loss, muscle gain, body weight workouts, anything. If you want us to complain about that workout show on Bravo that I hate, we can do that too. And I even saw TC wrote an article about that show on T Nation, and I just read it last week. It was like a year old, but he just hits it right on the head. That show is just absolutely horrible.
I refuse to watch it.
It's bad. I mean, it's kind of cool that like the love triangles that the head trainer gets in. I forget her name, but the head trainer, she's going out with a woman that works for her now, and like that's pissing everyone off. It's basically like The Real World, but crappier. And The Real World has gone really downhill in the last couple of years. But that's about it. And also, we want your feedback on the new show. And also, if you have any articles you want us to discuss or any news stories you want us to discuss, I mean, let us know. Again, you can always email me at kevin@thefitcast.com, and we'll see what we can do. I mean, we're always looking for great topics to talk about. And, I mean, I just checked my watch, and I think it's about time we jump into the news, so let's do that right now. For our first story this week, I got it off MSNBC.com, and it's called On Campus, Addicted to Exercise. And this is actually, it's really not a new phenomenon, but they're figuring out that people are exercising too much, and something that many out there might know what it's called is exercise bulimia, where it's a type of eating disorder where people drive themselves to cut weight after they eat too much, so they might find themselves working out two plus hours a day, which obviously most of you out there know it's not a good thing unless you're training the right way. And the real part about this story is that staffers at Boston College think they might have a solution to combat this with digital technology. This summer at the college, which is one of the fittest campuses according to Men's Fitness magazine, they plan to install a system that requires students to use their IDs to swipe into gyms and also to digitally reserve cardio machines. It's designed to toughen gym security. The software is also going to track individual habits, which is, I mean, there's obviously good and bad things about this. One thing that people are concerned about is obviously personal security, and just maybe the college might have too much information about their habits. That's why some people still don't use Google for some things, because they think they'll have all their information. But I mean, I think this is kind of a neat thing. And one thing that they didn't point out is that they're not going to track the use of weights. They're only going to track the use of cardiovascular equipment. And I'll just start off by, Keith, what do you think about this?
I kind of have a problem with it. I mean, my problem...
God, we lost Keith again. How about you, Tony?
Since I'm in Boston... So, you said it was at Boston College, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It sounds intriguing, but at the same time, I don't really see how it's going to be relevant as far as preventing people. I mean, people are going to do what they want to do. I mean, they're going to go outside and run. I don't know. Like, I didn't read the article, so, but it definitely sounds a little sketchy, in my opinion.
Keith, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what's going
on. Keith will be a little bit more elaborate, so you go ahead, Keith.
No, I was going to say I kind of have a problem with it, only from the standpoint that, you know, we're still one of the fattest nations in the world, and, you know, these are isolated incidences that, you know, how many times do you see somebody that ever exercises too much? Most of the people I know don't exercise enough, and I just find that are there people sitting in the cafeteria making sure people don't eat too much? You don't see any technology with that. I mean, if somebody overweight goes in the cafeteria and decides to eat, you know, until their heart's content, no one's stopping that, but somebody's going to step in and stop somebody from maybe exercising too much. I mean, if somebody has a problem and they need to get help with that problem, because I've known people that exercise too much, but you don't know many. So why, you know, I just think they're spending time and money on an isolated issue here and there when they, you know, if people want to go exercise, let them exercise. And who's to say who exercises too much or not?
Yeah, that's another point I wanted to bring up, because what if you're lifting 5 days a week or something like that? They might be saying that's too much, and for some people it might be too much. But, I mean, again, that's the huge problem. Like, some programs that people do need, it's prescribed that they lift in the morning and lift at night if they're lifting twice a day. And what if they don't allow people to do this just because they don't think it's safe?
Yeah, but that's exactly my issue. I mean, they're going to stop people from working out too much, but they're not going to stop people from overeating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems backwards to me. That's the only problem I have with it.
What do you think, Jimmy?
I agree with Tony and Keith on that. I just think it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about in the past about a college campus that was, I think it was in Utah. It was possibly in Utah, or it was in like Colorado or something, but they were starting to only allow people to have one meal every time they went into the dining commons. They weren't allowing them to have, I mean, feel free to have all the food that you want. They were only allowed to have like one entree and one snack and one dessert, and all of those were like set up with a certain number of calories, so each meal wasn't going over something like 600 calories or something like that. And maybe more schools should figure out a way of doing that instead of just stopping people from exercising too much. And hopefully the staff that works at those fitness centers, hopefully they have a brain cell or two, and they can see if someone's exercising too much, you should be able to tell just by looking at them and looking at their habits. If they're in the gym working out 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, there might be a problem there. And hopefully, I mean, I ranted about that. Well, this is a completely different subject, but I kind of ranted about this on thefitcast.com last week, where I mean, the people that work at some college campuses, and I'm kind of poking out at mine right now, but the people that run the fitness centers are mostly students now, which helps the campus save money. And, I mean, some of them don't know their ass from their elbow. Some of them who are seniors this year didn't know what a front squat was. Some of them didn't know even what a body weight squat was. They didn't know how to do a body weight squat. They thought it was something you'd have to do against the wall. And this is just, I don't know, there's just so many more problems out there right now. Just educate these people running the gyms first.
And Kevin, I got news for you. If somebody has an exercise addiction and you don't let them in the gym, they're going to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go run outside.
That's exactly what I said, yeah.
I mean, you don't need a treadmill, you know, to go exercise all the time. So instead of discouraging people in one way or another from exercising too much, because believe me, someone would find that and think, oh, wow, maybe I'm exercising too much, and they would create their own little world there, and they would stop going. So instead of focusing on that, I think we need to focus on getting more people in the gym and more people working out. You know, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and I think I've met two people that had an exercise addiction, and you know, they had other issues. It wasn't the exercise; it was just like your typical anorexic or bulimic person. They had control issues,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they used food and exercise as a way to get around that. So, I just think they're wasting their time and money on the wrong things.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to add to this?
No, we pretty much hit the nail on the head.
All right, sounds good. Just one smaller news story. We talked about last week on the show that the price of whey protein is going to increase substantially, somewhere up to like 20-25% for some companies. And I talked to Carl Valley about this a little bit on the phone midweek, and I got the inside scoop. And he seems to see it a little differently. He seems to think that you really aren't going to see a huge increase in this, and most of the increases that are going to be seen in the whey protein industry are going to be on pharmaceutical-grade whey protein, which is not what a lot of the companies are using in their whey products. So hopefully we're not going to see a huge increase of like $5 for a $25 5-pound tub of cheap protein out there. Hopefully it's only going to be maybe a couple dollars, if that, maybe only $1 or $2, and you might not even notice it over the next year or so. But I trust Carl on this, and I'll go with what he says, and obviously we'll just have to wait and see what happens in the future when it comes to this whole whey protein controversy. I'm just saying that to make it sound more stressful. But well, did any of you guys have anything to add about this? I know you weren't on the show last week.
No, it'll be interesting to see if how it goes, if the kinds we buy in the store go up or if it's just a pharmaceutical grade. So either way, I think people are kind of overreacting to it. Like, I saw a post, someone's like, stock up on your whey. Like,
that was me, Jimmy.
Was that you? Oh, well, then I just made fun of you.
It was a joke, though. I was just saying that you might want to make use of that, like, free shipping on a $150 order at T-Nation or something like that. So sorry about that. We'll move on to the next topic, which I'm sure is going to be kind of controversial on the show, as it was on all the message boards that we all hate and love at the same time out there on the internet. And basically, Eric Cressy had an article up on T-Nation where he's made a statement, which he has also made in the past, is that any man, let me get the quote exactly, but I think it was any man under the age of 40 should be able to deadlift 400 pounds if they have 2 years of proper training under their belt. And people seem to flip out over this. And actually, it was a healthy male under the age of 50. I'm sorry, I messed that up. But people kind of exploded when they heard this quote. Now, I'm going to start with Tony, because Tony, I know you talked to Eric a little bit about this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, because in the grand scheme of things, it was a great article, and there's a lot of great info. I mean, he's shown videos of some of his younger athletes. I mean, a 15-year-old shortstop...
That was nuts.
...front squatting 300 pounds. I mean, and I met the kid yesterday. Great athlete, and I mean, it was a great article in general sense, and then people just take one, like, what, 1-2 sentence quote, and there's this huge uproar about it. And the whole concept of, you know, people saying how a 315-pound deadlift is inspirational. I mean, yeah, it can be. I mean, a lot of us in the strength and fitness community, that's our job. We're on it all the time. I mean, you got people who work 2 jobs, have 3 kids. They don't have 3, 4, or 5 days a week to train. And, yeah, they're going to be limited what they can do. And you know, in the context of their world and what's around them, like, yeah, 315-pound deadlift can be pretty inspirational or impressive to them. But when you put it in the context, like, I trained at Southside Gym where, you know, I mean, my best deadlift is 560 pounds, like, which isn't shabby. But, you know, when I'm in a room full of people who can squat 900 pounds like air, the speed weight is 405 on a bench, I mean, yeah, I feel pretty darn weak, you know. So, I mean, I can see both ends of the story, like why people would kind of be a little perturbed about it, and but I'm more on the other end. Like, you know, if you have been training for 2 years properly, you should be able to deadlift 315, and yes, you should be able to deadlift 400 pounds. So, I mean, I agree with Eric wholeheartedly with that quote.
What do you think about it, Jimmy? I don't know if Jimmy's there. How about you, Keith?
Well, I don't. I mean, I think it's, as usual, it's ridiculous. I mean, I even emailed Eric earlier in the week, and I told him that I thought it was more ridiculous that he had to actually explain himself to people, because it's like every other article that's ever written on T-Nation. People die what they want to hear, and then they cut out what they want to cut out. And I don't think Eric was intending to be. To be a, you know, excuse my language, to be a dick about it. I think he was basically coming on and saying, look, if you find inspiration in you know, placing 3 plates on each side of the bar and picking that up, and that's your limit, then, you know, you're missing the boat. In other words, you know, you got to keep working hard. I mean, I could care less what I deadlift. I mean, if I deadlift 315 and I get it, now all that means is the next time I go in the weight room, I got to put more weight on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I get that means I got to put more weight. I don't care if it's 315 or 550. I'm not a power lifter. My goal is to get stronger, to look better, and to be healthier. And if that's your goals, then don't worry about your numbers. His whole point was, don't get caught up in just because you lifted 315 and start posting to the internet that's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, Eric deadlifts a lot, but there's a lot of guys that deadlift more than him.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. I mean, there's always some guy that's badder and stronger than you out there. And you know, so I think people just read it wrong as usual when they got caught up in, you know, basically saying that, you know, Eric's calling me weak because I can only do 315. That's not what he was saying at all. Like he pointed out, a lot of his own clients don't even deadlift 315. That's not the point. The point is, don't get so caught up in what you can do and you know, stop there. I remember when I benched 225 for the first time a long time ago, I thought it was awesome. But then I got hungry and I wanted to bench more. So I started working
harder.
That
was last week, Keith. Don't lie.
That was last week, and I and I'm up to 230 right now. No, but I mean, you know, the point, that was the whole point of the article, is don't get, you know, don't start beating on your chest because you can pull 315. It's not a big deal. Some people, 500 pounds isn't a big deal. So I mean, it all depends on your frame of reference, again, your point of view, and to stop dissecting these articles getting so pissed off about stupid stuff.
What about you, Jimmy? Are you in with us right now? Still can't get Jimmy. Well, all right. I think we should move on to the next story, which I'm going to spring up on you guys about. And I think it's just kind of, it's not a funny story. It's kind of an interesting story, and it's kind of a sad story all at the same time. And right now, we've talked about the rise of obesity rates in Europe many times on past shows, and this is just something I saw on Yahoo News, which I thought was worth bringing up. And it's a sad story. It's not funny at all, but some people might take it that way. They're actually having to start building larger furnaces for the people in Britain because they're so overweight, they're not fitting into the old furnaces that they use for cremation. So this is causing a lot of mortuaries to have to go out and buy new furnaces to cremate people, and I just think that's that's a sad sign of things, and I don't want to talk about this every week because we could talk about obesity all over the country every week, and I think it's getting kind of boring that we talk about, you know, children are getting obese in Europe, children are getting obese in Asia, no crap. It seems like it's happening all over the world, but that's kind of a really depressing, funny, and interesting story all at the same time. And it looks like you guys have nothing to add to that.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, obesity is going to be the number one preventable cause of death, you know, even more so than heart disease and whatnot. I mean, it's just healthcare costs are going up because people are just not taking care of themselves. And, you know, outside of that 1% of people who do have thyroid dysfunction or, you know, claim that they have, you know, low metabolism, it is preventable, you know, so, but yeah, it definitely is unfortunate that, you know, I never would have thought that they would have to build bigger furnaces for cremation, but, you know, it's just unfortunate, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it goes, I mean, it just seems like the whole world is going backwards. I mean, we're building airplanes bigger so people that have obesity issues can fit in the seats more. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm not saying that people don't deserve to fly if they have issues and things like that. But, I mean, sometimes we're going out of our way to make things easier to be fatter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just find that way. It's like, you know, well, you know, what if you look around society today, I mean, you look at the fast food restaurants and everything's super size me. And, I mean, it's so easy to be fat these days. And, you know, I laugh when kids come up to me in high school and they say, Keith, I want to gain weight. And I just laugh at them because it's so easy to gain weight and it's so easy to be fat in this country and other countries alike. So I just think sometimes we need to spend our time and money on educating people and getting people help. And you know what? Maybe insurance companies need to get involved so they can hire somebody like Jimmy or Tony or myself or somebody else out there with insurance to help these people see a different way of going about getting thin instead of the liposuction and everything else that's going wrong out there, and maybe we can start to use fitness, because fitness works. We all know it works, but I don't think so. Not a lot of people can afford it. Not a lot of people know where to go, and I think we need to spend our time and energy the other side, and you know, getting people good help instead of making the world easier for them so they can be fat and die fat.
Absolutely, Jimmy. Jimmy, are you with us? Wow, it looks like we still can't hear Jimmy. I'm going to try to see what's up with all these audio problems this week, and hopefully we'll have them all ironed out for everyone out there next week. But lastly, before we do go, I just want to thank our sponsors. First off, Craig Ballantyne at TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. Also, Designer Supplements. Check them out at DesignerSupps.com. And also our new sponsor, Black Star Labs. Check them out at BlackStarLabs.com. We'll have links for those all up on TheFitCast.com as always. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes and things like that. We could always use your reviews up there. Someone wrote up there that I'm a little kid that is majoring in nutrition. You shouldn't listen to me, but you can have your voice too and say that he's wrong, because I'm not even majoring in nutrition, which is great for him to point that out. So I don't know why I said that, but we're gonna just quickly try to get Jimmy Smith back on here now, and hopefully he can say goodbye with everyone else. All right, before we go, we have Jimmy Smith back on the line, and he just wants to say a couple more things about Eric's article.
Oh, can you guys hear me? Am I still here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know, because this thing's crazy. I think it was ridiculous. Honestly, I mean, Eric didn't make a bad comment at all, and people blow things way too much out of proportion. The internet is a terrible thing. People spend way too much time on it. So go in the gym, train hard. That's all that matters. Don't sit there bashing other people, because this is ridiculous. That's all I had to say.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, that might be a great topic for a roundtable discussion, is that we were talking about in one of the breaks during the show that the fitness industry and the fitness world and fitness knowledge base might actually not be getting better like some people say it is, and it might actually be getting worse because people just seem to be getting stuck in one mindset and not allowing themselves to just be open to new things. And that's I try to get a lot of different opinions on the show just to to voice that and to get that out there. That's why it's great to have like guys like Dave Tate on the show, and hopefully we'll be having some great guests in the future. Hopefully we'll be having Mike Boyle on the show soon, which will be very fun to have on. All right, for this week's episode of the FitCast, FitCast episode number 47, the episode with the new cast, my name is Kevin Larrabee.
I'm Tony Genicore.
I'm Keith Scott.
I'm Jimmy Smith.
We'll see you all next week. We'll try to have all those things for you. Don't forget to check out the fitcast.com for all the show notes, direct downloads. You know all that good stuff. We'll just let you get out of here and have a great weekend. It's very nice out. We'll see you next time.